In the sport of NASCAR, there is no name bigger than Earnhardt. And this week in NASCAR, there is no story bigger than the decision of Dale Earnhardt Jr. to leave his current team, Dale Earnhardt Incorporated. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins us now, as he does most Fridays. Hello, Stefan.
Hi, Michelle.
Now, the son deciding to leave the team founded by his father, the team that bears his father's name, how can he do that?
Without a lot of regret, apparently. The younger Earnhardt had clashed with his stepmother, Teresa Earnhardt, over the direction of the business. Apparently, he didn't like the way the company was being run on the track in terms of car technology and off the track in terms of personnel. And he reportedly wanted majority ownership or operating control. She wasn't willing to give that and wasn't thrilled with him either. She told my Wall Street Journal colleague Adam Thompson a few months ago, right now the ball's in his court to decide on whether he wants to be a NASCAR driver or whether he wants to be a public personality.
And is he a big public personality already?
Huge. Sports Illustrated compiled a list of the highest paid athletes in America last year. Earnhardt was the only race car driver in the top 10. He finished ninth overall with about $26 million in salary, winnings, and endorsements. Much of his popularity certainly comes from his name, but he also has won 39 races since he debuted more than a decade ago. The problem is that only two of those victories have come since 2004, and he's got none this year. At some point, he's got to win to retain his popularity and probably his self-esteem, too. It's certainly not easy being the son of a guy known as the Intimidator in life, who's achieved cult status in death.
So, Stefan, what does Dale Jr.'s departure mean for the rest of the sport?
Well, it's important to understand that NASCAR drivers are independent contractors. They've got contracts with the racing teams that employ them. There are no franchises or unions in NASCAR. But it is unusual to see a driver this prominent essentially declare himself a free agent. You've got a guy here who can win still. He can generate tens of millions of dollars in revenue for himself and his new employer. And he's put himself up for auction essentially in the middle of a season. Dale Jr. accounts for an estimated 40% of NASCAR merchandise sales now. If he can go to another team and do well, win, it'll certainly improve the sport overall. Better TV ratings, more fans, more sales.
So the perception of NASCAR over the past decade is that this is a sport that seems to be growing like gangbusters. Does it need Dale Earnhardt Jr. to be more successful in the future?
And I think this is the interesting point. It does. NASCAR has had this remarkable growth, but it's also hit some bumps. TV ratings are down this season. First quarter revenue for NASCAR was down. First quarter earnings were down. The season opened with suspensions at the Daytona 500 over illegal adjustments made to cars. There's a lawsuit that could damage NASCAR sponsorship rights. Then last month, two-time NASCAR champion Tony Stewart compared the sport to professional wrestling. He said that officials, in effect, manipulate the outcome of races by issuing bogus caution flags for debris on the track that allows other drivers to catch up. Stewart retracted the comments, but the impression was made.
So where does Junior drive?
Well, the favorite right now is Richard Childress Racing, which is where Earnhardt's father won six of his seven NASCAR championships. If he does go there, it's going to raise this question of whether he'll drive his father's famous number three. Childress owns the rights to the slanted, stylized number three that became iconic after Earnhardt Sr.'s death. There's already been a report that Junior will drive number 33 for Childress. Then all he'd have to do is to take out one decal and honor his father.
We'll just have to wait and see about that. Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
That was Stefan Fatsis. He joins us on Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports.